where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today, brought to you by Pestaway, a division of Orkin Canada.
Sarnia's first in-person Canada Day celebrations since the pandemic began appear to go rather smoothly for city police and firefighters. Constable Nelson Amaral says there were no criminal charges laid in relation to festivities at Canaterra or Centennial Park, but several tickets were issued for various offenses under the Liquor License Act and for trespassing.
Overall, the day and night was as busy as we expected it to be. Probably the biggest complaint was from drivers trying to leave Harbour Road, which is something that will be addressed and hopefully alleviated for next year and years to come.
In total, city police responded to 277 calls for service over the 3 days. Officers conducted 35 routine traffic stops and issued 53 tickets over the weekend for various offenses. Sarnia Fire and Rescue Services said no charges were laid in relation to the city's newly approved fireworks and pyrotechnics bylaw approved by City Council last week. Chief Prevention Officer Rule Buss says they're still in an education phase.
There were a couple of calls where the trucks were called out. I'd say there wasn't like a ton, and we never really got too many before either.
He says fireworks on private property are allowed on the holiday and the day before and day after. Lambton OPP laid 87 charges over the Canada Day long weekend, and 17 people spent time in cells. OPP are warning drivers to expect to see more officers in Grand Bend on weekends through the summer. CF Industries in Courtright has reported an outage in one of the production units at the facility today. Neighbors may notice periods of increased flaring, noise, and venting. Efforts are underway to prevent West Nile virus in Sarnia Lambton. The St. Clair Region Conservation Authority has a contract with Lambton Public Health to conduct mosquito larvae surveillance and apply larvicide to 16,000 catch basins across the county. Supervisor of Health Protection Lori Lucas says there are also things residents can do at home to prevent exposure to mosquitoes, including getting rid of standing water.
Making sure you're using, you know, repellents that contain DEET or even Enkeridin, wearing protective light colored clothing. Try to take extra precautions around dusk and dawn when mosquito activity is high. And, you know, if you know there's an area that is worse with mosquitoes, then trying to avoid that.
We're being urged to keep an eye out for vehicles with a flashing yellow rooftop light, West Nile virus signs, and makes frequent stops caution sign. Last year, there were 23 human cases of West Nile in Ontario, none in Sarnia Lambton. One person locally contracted the virus in 2020. And the 50 finalists of Canada's most active community will be revealed tomorrow. The 2022 Community Better Challenge took place through the month of June. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of 31 or 88, becoming cloudy late this evening. A few showers beginning overnight with a risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 21. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.